The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. But where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid. This is one of the most commonly repeated phrases in all of Scripture. Fear not, or have no fear, or do not be afraid, or be not afraid. Over and over again, this phrase echoes throughout Scripture, spoken by angels to Mary and Joseph, by prophets to people in exile, by Jesus to his disciples tossed in a stormy sea, and even by the risen Christ himself. Over 140 times, this command is given. And here's the thing about that. If the Bible repeats something that often, it must be because we need to hear it again and again. Because fear is real. Fear is powerful. Fear is something that each and every one of us knows intimately. Fear about the future. Fear about our health, our loved ones, our country. Fear about finances, employment, war, climate change, broken relationships, isolation, addiction, or whether the decisions we're making are the right ones. Jesus knows this. That's why he begins today's teaching with reassurance, because what follows are some difficult instructions. Sell your possessions. Give to those in need. Don't hoard treasure here on earth. Stay awake and alert for the coming of the Son of Man. In other words, travel light. Don't let fear of the unknown weigh you down. Let go of the baggage that you've convinced yourself you need to carry. You won't need it on this journey. But let's be honest, how many of us are actually really good at traveling light? Now, many of you have heard my stories in the past of my love for backpacking in the wilderness, and today's readings reminded me of my very first mountain backpacking trip as a young teenager. I lived out the Boy Scout motto to be prepared. I packed for every single imaginable scenario. 5 days on trail, I brought 5 shirts, 5 pairs of pants, 5 shorts, 5 socks, and a couple sweatshirts. You get the idea. By the time I had stuffed everything in my backpack, there was barely enough room for my tent, let alone food and other necessary gear. And then, with that overstuffed pack, I hiked through the wilderness for 10 miles like a stubborn pack mule. Now, guess how much of that stuff I actually needed? Not much. Guess how much I resented carrying it all by the end of the day? Almost all of it. I learned something very, very important on that trip that day that impacted every trip thereafter. The heavier the load, the harder the journey. Now, truth be told, I am a significantly slower backpacker today. My daughter can attest to this from 2 years ago. But I am significantly more experienced. I know that less is more, that shedding unnecessary weight makes space for freedom. And the truth is, that is same in our lives of faith. The more that we pack fear and anxiety, guilt and control into our lives, the more exhausting it becomes to walk through this world. We overpack our days and our hearts with just-in-case anxieties, worst-case scenarios, backup plans for our backup plans. It's a natural response to the unknown, but it's not meant for how we are to live. Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." The kingdom is not something that we have to earn or have to chase or strive for. It's given freely and joyfully. Our call then is not to pack heavy, but to stay awake, to be ready, to notice where Christ is showing up in the ordinary and unexpected. The author of Hebrews offers us a vision of such faith, a faith that doesn't require having all the answers, but walks forward anyway. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Abraham and Sarah, we are told, ventured out without knowing where they were going, only that they trusted God's promise and presence even when it made no earthly sense. They lived with eyes lifted toward a better place, a better country, a heavenly one. They carried not fear, but faith, not certainty, but hope, not control, but trust. And so we too are called to be people on the move, pilgrims, sojourners, not packing our lives full of guarantees, but stepping forward in faith, because the journey is led by the one who calls you and me beloved. And yes, the hike, the path is not always easy. Jesus doesn't promise us safety or certainty. However, he promises something far better, a life shaped by love and lived in freedom. But love, real, world-shaking, gospel-rooted love, is not simple. As Rachel Held Evans wrote, "The yoke is hard because the teachings of Jesus are radical. Enemy love, unconditional forgiveness, extreme generosity. The yoke is easy because it's accessible to all." That's the tension we live in, isn't it? The yoke is hard because loving your enemies is downright hard. Forgiving someone who's hurt you, that's hard. Giving without counting the cost is hard. Living for others in a world that rewards self-preservation is hard. But it's also easy, because it's for everyone. No theological degree required. No moral perfection necessary. The love of Jesus, my dear friends, is radically accessible. And that too can be frightening, because it means that God shows up where we least expect, outside of our boundaries, beyond all categories, in places and in people we ourselves might struggle to love. Yet that's where the kingdom breaks in. That's where the burdens get lifted. That's where the journey begins to feel lighter. Not because the terrain has changed, but because we're walking in grace and not fear. So let me ask you a question this morning. You don't have to answer out loud. What are you carrying that's weighing you down right now? What fears, regrets, or anxieties are overfilling your spiritual backpack? Whatever it is, Jesus says to you and me, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The yoke may feel like a contradiction, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's both radical and free, challenging and life-giving, demanding and deeply gracious. If you need a reminder of that love and grace on this day, look over to the font where water and word meet your fears with deep promise. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And then look over to the table where a bit of bread and a sip from the cup are given for you and are enough to sustain you day in and day out. And then look all around you to this community. A community that is here to help carry what you cannot carry alone. My dear friends, you don't need to be fearless. You just need to stay awake, travel light, and trust the very one who calls you by name. Do not be afraid, little flock. The kingdom is already yours. Let it be so. Amen.